Whether it's printing shirts for our Alabama and Auburn fans, or designing that perfect gift for your school or business, delivering custom decorated apparel and promotional products on time at a competitive price is what we do best. And we hope that you continue to give us that opportunity for years to come. You can find us in Montgomery at 277-8433, in Prattville at 361-2133, or online at goakd.com. That's goakd.com. And please remember, AKD is your home for custom screen printing, embroidery, and advertising specialties.
During January, we celebrate National Backwards Day. Wow, fun sounds that. Wait, can't I? It get?
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 7.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump plans to address the nation sometime this morning about Iranian missile strikes on bases housing American troops in Iraq.
One missile hit a base in Erbil, four missiles failed in flight, and the other 10 missiles struck at Al-Assad, a huge sprawling facility north of Baghdad where coalition forces often launch drone attacks. No reports of any U.S. casualties.
Fox's Rick Leventhal. Iran's government denies that any of those missiles hit a passenger plane that went down in its airspace.
A Ukraine International Airlines plane crashed near Tehran just hours after the Federal Aviation Administration banned U.S. aircraft from operating in airspace over Iraq, Iran, as well as the waters of the Persian Gulf. 176 people died in that wreck. Iranian state TV reports it was due to mechanical failure.
Fox's Jill Nato. America's listening to Fox News.
Morning, 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 Jill, morning, Jack, can't complain, keep coming back. Morning, 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 Jim, morning, Fred, work all day until your day. Money is the root of evil, money is the root of sin, money is the root of everything. Wear a suit, they'll let you in. Morning, 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 what's the point and what's the use? Work and earn and reproduce.
I've had lots of therapy. I think I'm ready for the challenge. It is 4 minutes after 7 o'clock on News Talk 93.1 FM. Rich has been concerned about what's happening this weekend, so let's get right to that.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Yes, today is just a routine day in January. We have a freeze this morning. In fact, the current temperature is up to, we're still at 30 degrees right now. And our forecast for today calling for a little warm-up with sunshine, high up to about 64. Clear, chilly tonight, low 36. Tomorrow, upper 60s during the day, increasing clouds. By Friday, some scattered showers, maybe a thunderstorm. That'll be a warm front moving northward in the state. So low 70s on Friday. Middle 70s on Saturday. And just about any time Saturday is fair game for severe weather. In fact, it is an enhanced risk. That's a pretty big deal. 3 on a 5 scale, which is significant with the threat of severe thunderstorms and possible tornadoes. And it could start as early as 9 a.m., especially in the western half of the state, and then move on eastward as the day goes on and continue through the afternoon and then out of the state by about 6 p.m. So that is the risk hours. The nice thing about it is we have a couple of days to plan. For instance, maybe you modify your plans, or maybe you were going to be traveling somewhere and you could put it off to another day, that kind of stuff. And if you live in a home that is substandard as far as, you know, in a tornado, you know what I mean? Plan to be in another location during a tornado watch. You can do that now. Start that plan. Right now, and get our weather app on your phone, will you? Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. It will instantly alert you to a watcher warning for your area. It's 29 degrees now at Danley Field at 7:06.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
7:06. Weather-related news that's getting spun politically, these fires in Australia.
Yeah.
It's climate change.
Actually, they've arrested, this is stunning to me, 183 arsonists have been arrested since the start of these brush fires this year. 29 fires deliberately started in the southeast, New South Wales, in just 3 months. On data from the Bureau of Crime and Statistics and Research, the Australian newspapers reported that 183 people have been charged or cautioned for brush fire-related offenses since November 8th, 24 arrested for deliberately starting brush fires. How could anybody with a conscience do something like that?
I don't know. That's what blows me away. In this situation, taking advantage of it and starting a fire. Wow. What do you think?
We have, it's just amazing. There's never a shortage of Morning Maroon nominees. We'll have those in the 8 o'clock hour. And, of course, coming up shortly, Jay will have random facts. And while he's doing those, I'm going to look for the new Food Outlet specials. I know I got them here somewhere.
Did you see that kid is going to get $275 million? The kid who was...
Is he getting that much, or are they settling?
The lawsuit was for $275.
That's very, very significant, because...
CNN's going to settle with him.
Well, they are not the only ones that have been sued.
NBC Universal is one of them.
Yeah, and it's a cut-and-dried case, because everything that they put out there and their rush to make it a story, destroying this kid's life, even his own school, took their side.
Right.
Before anybody bothered to investigate. So I hope Jeff Zucker is writing a check out for well into seven figures.
And this kid's going to be filthy rich. And,
And that's the least they could do, considering...
Yeah, the damage.
What 16-year-old is equipped to go through a firestorm like the one that he did, and he did absolutely nothing wrong. He didn't provoke it.
Right.
He smiled while the guy was in his face, and we have just... at least on a national level, a shameless, horrible media. 9 minutes after 7 o'clock, before we get to random facts, and a look at your local news. And I don't know about a convoluted intro.
Oh, you won't have one today? Is this today? Dear diary moment?
I'm just not in the mood. You know, random facts is like...
You're in the mood, you're not in the mood.
Sometimes you're in the mood, you're not in the mood.
I know, you know. I may have random facts, I may not. Sometimes I'm in the mood, sometimes I'm not.
I'm not feeling it. Where I usually do.
Really? Where do you usually feel it?
Don't go
in my heart.
That's a little low.
I would like to take a moment, though, to talk about one of my great discoveries in 2019 was Kaiser Fine Furniture. Mm-hmm. I'd never been to the store before. We were looking for a recliner, and good friend Larry Stevens said, you need to look there. And he said, when you go, ask for Stella. And that's what we did. Mrs. Bridgerbottle and I went, and we were looking for a recliner, and we were hoping to keep the price under $400. And within 5 minutes, Stella had about 10 choices lined up. So we took a good half hour, checked them all out. We made allowances, you know, will Mange Dewini and Mr. Thing, will they be comfortable on this? Will they like it? Can they access it? And we found one that met all of those criteria, and we got it for well less than $400 and delivered. And the best part, and I didn't know this until they were writing up paperwork, sales tax at Kaiser is 8.25, not 10. So you save even in that regard. It's a huge building with lots of choices in all types and styles, from full rooms to single pieces. And you can get 0% financing for up to 18 months by opening a Synchrony account with Kaiser Fine Furniture. Shop wiser, buy Kaiser this year, 4044 Wetumpka Highway, and you can also look them up on Facebook. Please tell Stella and her incredible team you heard about them here. Convenient time is 7:11.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The Montgomery City Council voted last night to form a committee to study the implementation of a 1% occupational tax. City leaders say that money would help fund the public safety department and other city projects. The committee will report its findings on February 4th. Governor Kay Ivey has appointed former Alabama State University professor Dr. Tommy Stewart to the State Board of Education. Dr. Stewart has been appointed to the District 5 seat left vacant by the passing of Ella Bell. She died in November of last year. And a Millbrook woman has been charged with 21 counts of theft 45-year-old Jennifer Rawls is accused of entering a Millbrook business several times between last November and December and failing to scan selected items before walking out of the store. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
What could Alabama do with $1 billion? Fund education, health care, public safety, improve the quality of life for all. The Porch Creek Indians have a solid plan for gaming to bring Alabama $1 billion. A game changer for our state. Visit winningforalabama.com. Paid for by the Porch Band of Creek Indians.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Pier 1. You know the store made famous by women who don't shave their armpits and older ladies who want to fancy up their post-divorce one-bedroom apartments is shutting down half of its stores and passing on the savings to you. Save on Pier 1 classics like overpriced, poorly made end tables from Bali, pretentious Buddha bookends. Pier 1's large collection of smelly candles are priced to move, and rattan, rattan, and more rattan, all on sale. You can even save on one of those bowl chairs, you know, with a big round cushion and the wicker frame that nobody actually really buys, but you're at the store and you sit in it because it looks comfortable, but it's actually not all that comfortable. Well, they're on sale too. It's Pier 1's kind of going out of business sale. Pier 1, the poor man's Pottery Barn.
And now, let's take one peer into Jay Scott's world of...
Random.
That was good. That was good.
There you go.
For thinking you weren't going to have one, that was good.
Yeah, I was worried.
Our long national nightmare is over.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what she said.
Got a good good collection here of random facts for you. Today, did you know, when quicklime is heated to 2,400 degrees Celsius, it emits an intense glow. Now, before the invention of electric lights, quicklime was used as a lighting source for theater productions. And that's where we get the phrase, in the limelight, when referencing celebrity comes from.
Oh, quicklime.
Yeah.
How about that?
Quicklime.
Did not know that.
Yeah. Did you know that the city of Liverpool in the UK has successfully boycotted News Corp's The Sun newspaper? Which I see you have open on your website right there, on your browser right there.
Yeah, well, that's because devil horns appeared in the sky. Look at that. It's a odd capture of the sun.
That's very weird.
It looks like two big fangs coming out of the sky.
Wonder if that's a Boeing 737.
Wow, that is a disturbing image.
Wow. Huh.
So
that's crazy.
I'm actually going to post this on my Facebook page.
Why did Liverpool ban the Sun?
They banned the newspaper for 30 years. They have banned them.
Yeah.
After proven faults and sensationalized reporting of the city's Hillsborough Stadium disaster.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
If we did that here, we wouldn't have a network or a newspaper left.
So I'm guessing there was a stampede or something. I don't know what the disaster was.
Yeah, I'll have to.
That's all right. I was just curious.
The Hillsborough Stadium disaster. I'm actually very curious as to what that might be. Taxi is a stop in the newspaper. Reasons are clear. After the Hillsborough disaster in 1989, in which 96 Liverpool fans were crushed to death.
That's what I thought.
After in overcrowding.
Soccer game.
The newspaper printed pages of false claims that not only blamed Liverpool fans for the disaster, but accused them, urinating on police officers and other fans, beating up officers.
They do that in Miami all the time at football games.
The reports have all since been proven as fabrication. Yeah, wow. Okay. That's why they did that. So, yeah, they've successfully done that for 30 years. Did you know, in 2015... the CEO of U-Haul which I think Menthol Meredith just had a thing.
Well, yeah, they're not hiring smokers.
Elitist
snobs.
Well, the CEO of U-Haul made his personal phone number public so that he could hear the questions and concerns of his customers. He still answers calls today.
That's amazing.
Well, I'm going to give him that number. I'm going to give him a piece of my mind later. Because the one thing everybody loves about U-Haul is how great their equipment smells. Oh, my God.
If I can find his number, I'll give it to you.
Give him a piece of my mind.
So far, I haven't been able to. That's the odd thing. Hey, he made his phone number public. Nobody prints his phone number. Right? Yeah. It's like, if he made his phone number public, why don't you just put his phone number out there? And nobody puts it out there. Huh. I'm seeing 8675. No, that's not it.
That's a song by Tommy Tutone.
Yeah. Did you know that train robber Elmer McCurdy's mummified corpse was used as decoration in carnivals during the 1920s? It was never properly identified as real until 1976. It scared a young boy named Mark Taylor so bad that it stuck with him into adulthood. When he was working on a new project, he needed a nemesis for the hero he had created. And because of the mummified corpse that had stuck with him, he came up with Skeletor for He-Man.
So he made some bucks off of that.
Oh, he did. Oh, yes, he did. I watched me many a He-Man and bought me many a toy.
Interesting.
I say bought me. Parents and grandparents bought me many a toy.
Yeah, I guess so.
Did you know in 2003, a woman found a stolen painting worth $1 million in the trash on a curb in New York City? She didn't know it was stolen, but she really liked the look of it. She took it without knowing its origin or value. I mean, it was in the trash. She spent 4 years researching it and discovered that it had been stolen in 1987. Again, this was in 2003 when she found it. She got a $15,000 reward plus a percentage, I don't know how much, but a percentage of its $1,049,000 sale price.
Wow. Wonder what the picture was about. I mean, what it looked like.
You know I don't know.
Dog or, you know.
It's a 1970 painting called Trey Personahoyes. I don't know. It's put a link to the Wikipedia page, but there's no picture of it. Why would you? It's art. Why would you not put it? Anyway, moving on. Did you know when President Millard Fillmore left office, he joined the New York militia and spent the rest of his life in it? He personally guarded President Lincoln's funeral train when it passed through Buffalo.
Just because it's a historical and interesting point, there is a lot of speculation that Millard Fillmore was actually our first gay president.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think he ever got married.
I did not know that.
I've seen it come up on a couple of those.
And the first lady in his administration was a sister, I think, something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think so.
Apparently, apparently, Millard Fillmore looks a lot like Alec Baldwin. Have you seen? Let me see here.
Well, gee, I hope when they make the Millard Fillmore movie, that Alec Baldwin gets that part. So right. I have another movie.
He's old. Yeah, got kind of that look. Did you know? Due to an unfortunate accident of crowd surfing, a teenager got kicked in the head. Normally being kicked in the head really won't do much to you. Might get a concussion, whatever. But this was a special kick. She got a condition where her memory resets every 2 hours.
What if you kick me in the head? I could use that reset.
Every day for years, she would wake up thinking the day was June 11th.
Wow.
Because her memory would reset, and so she would have no memory of the day before or anything past 2 hours.
Weird.
Now, recently, an update to this, her story went viral, and she went to a brain treatment center. In November of this past year, she woke up. Her mom asked her if she knew why she was there. She said she was there for a doctor. She was not visiting a doctor on June 11th, so she is currently making progress with retaining memory.
Interesting.
Wow. There's so many stories like that, that unusual things that can happen with the brain.
You get hit in the head and suddenly you know a different language completely.
Yes.
Fully.
I believe that there are, of all of our organs, there's probably less known about the full capacity of the brain than any other.
Wake up and you suddenly know how to play a piano.
Somebody who's been deaf and dumb their whole life and all of a sudden are normal.
Yeah. Brain trauma, yeah.
Right. It's like that story in Christmas Vacation. Gets kicked in the head by a mule.
That's right.
Eyes cross, falls into a well, eyes are back to normal. I don't know that that's a true story, but...
I'm glad you used your knowledge there to your Christmas Vacation knowledge to relate. Coming up, we're going to talk about beer. We'll also talk about NASA and weightlessness. Little factoid there for you. A tractor businessman who was dismissed by a rather familiar name and decided to, seek revenge. And also, we'll talk about Disney and their animated film division as well. That's all coming up. Random facts.
Talking about beer, huh?
Talking about beer.
Wrong week. Quit drinking.
Well, it still should be very interesting. 723 Montgomery Paint and Body on the Boulevard to East Shirley Lane represents the best in automotive body repair. It is their goal. And, yes, they're in business to repair and restore cars and all that, but the payoff for them isn't the check from the insurance company. The payoff is the reaction of the customer who sees their car for the first time since it was wounded in a wreck. And the jaw-dropping, wow. I mean, that's what they strive for with each and every situation. Knowing that people have been through real hassle, they represent that car to the customer, not only restore with physical damage and so forth, but interior. The only thing missing is that sticker on the side window that says it's brand new. That's what they strive for at Montgomery Paint and Body. No steps are ever skipped in the repair process. They've been playing it by the book for 3.5 decades, and that's what you should get. That's what you deserve. You pay those premiums when your car needs to be repaired. Bring it to them. The gold standard in local automobile body repair. Montgomery Paint and Body on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane. Their number is 27REC with a W. Looks busy out there at 724.
Well, it is such a beautiful day out there, a little bit chilly, and we got your latest update on traffic. This is Montgomery Skywatch. School zones in effect for a few more minutes. Watch out for the buses and the kids. Accident on Highway 231 in Wetumpka, northbound lane right at the Burger King. Watch out there. We are seeing more traffic in from Wetumpka on 231, 31 out of Prattville and the Troy Highway. Some congestion, Troy Highway, East South Boulevard. A little congestion on the East Boulevard at I-85. Atlanta Highway building to Madison and on into downtown. And we have no issues on the interstates right now. Speed limit drive through downtown Montgomery on 65 and 85. And nothing doing at the interchange. All right, looking pretty good so far in Montgomery. The 2020s are here at Reinhardt Toyota. Get that special Toyota you've always wanted and shop inside at Reinhardt Toyota. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be 4 times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did. If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And now,
stand by for part two of today's
Random Facts.
Part two. Did you know, according to the Russian government, the classification of goods by the Russian government, beer was considered a soft drink in Russia until 2011.
Because of, I guess, vodka was
right
considered not a soft drink.
Did you know NASA and the U.S. Navy used 11 deaf men from a university because of their inability to get nauseous.
What?
They used them to study the effects of prolonged weightlessness on the human body. Their work made substantial contributions to the understanding of motion sickness and adaptation to spaceflight. Because they were deaf, they had no inner ear
issues, that would cause...
And it caused no nauseousness.
I never thought of that. Interesting.
Did you know, when a tractor businessman was visiting Enzo Ferrari, saying, look, your clutches here are inferior to what I've got, Enzo laughed at him and dismissed him and said, you know, get off my lawn. So he got a little upset about that and decided to start his own company, known as Lamborghini.
Ah, I see.
And now they're massive competitors. I still need to see that Ford versus Ferrari movie.
You know, that disappeared, and that did very well at the box office.
Yeah, it came and went pretty quick. You know, well, once Star Wars hits, everything kind of...
When's the DVD coming out for Midway?
Good
question. Oh, that's a good question. It is coming out soon, actually. And I could tell you when that actually is, because I...
That's when I want to get.
We might could see... I'm just throwing it out there. Just thinking out loud. We might could see 2017 on Sunday. So we got tornadoes Saturday.
I'm up for that.
Physically, Midway doesn't come out until... February the 18th, which means probably in the next week or so, it'll be out on digital.
Stupid, we'll buy it.
Twice.
Yeah, right.
Keep that in the timeline countdown, okay?
All right.
And finally, did you know the last hand-drawn Disney animated film was Winnie the Pooh from 2011? Mm-hmm. We are now almost 10 years since there was a hand-drawn animated film from Disney.
Yeah.
Disney, by the way. So there's other companies that are doing hand-drawn animation, but the last one from Disney was 2011. In March of 2013, CEO Bob Iger said, there were no 2D features left in development at the company. It's all computer-generated now. About a month later, its hand-drawn division was completely eviscerated, and many veterans were let go.
Ah,
I know. I love me some. There was a great one for Netflix over the Christmas. Klaus, I think, is what it was called, and it was all hand drawn. It was beautiful.
Someday we ought to look into if the Simpsons in their early years, how they produced it and how they produce them quicker now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But we'll look into it. Maybe we'll look into that sometime.
But those are your random facts.
I have kind of a health random fact, and it kind of got. Or is getting obscured in the news because of Iran and all the rest of the stuff happening with that. But we are experiencing a flu epidemic this year, and the state that has the highest level of outbreak right now, next door, Georgia.
Really?
Georgia.
That puts us in kind of a dicey spot since there's so much travel back and forth, and that's how the flu gets around. I'm bringing this up because you may want to consider getting a flu shot at one of the wellness clinics that Adams Drugs has, right up the street from us in Montgomery at 1633 Perry Hill Road, or in Wetumpka at 5268 Highway 231, or in Prattville at 103 South Memorial Drive. All three locations have wellness clinics to get those shingle shots, anything else that the doctor may suggest. In the meantime, if you have not tried Adams Drugs, and you're feeling like another face in a sea of faces at the box store pharmacies with all the mergers and everything else, the era of individual, friendly, welcoming, appreciative service still lives at Adams Drugs. Now, this company won the Alabama Retailer of the Year Award for the whole state in the top category. It's a big company that does the little things really, really well. You'll appreciate that. Of course, all your over-the-counter needs, beautiful gift shops, and more. Go to AdamsDrugs.net to find the location nearest you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it is time for today's $10 Food Outlet Pop Quiz Question with Quizmaster Jay.
Let's see what you came up with. I didn't have any for you.
Yeah. What company's CEO made his personal phone number public so that he could hear the questions and concerns of the customers?
Good.
Still takes calls to this day.
Of all the random facts you did, you hauled that one out?
I did.
272-9228.
All right. All right, Rich.
God.
Conundrum. Conundrum spoiler.
272-9228. We are standing by for your winning call right now for $10 of free shopping. 272-9228. Let's see how the roads are doing now.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic with your latest update. That accident on 231 northbound in Wetumpka near the Burger King should be out of your way now, but use caution there. We're still seeing a lot of traffic on 231 into Montgomery this morning. Northeast Boulevard, very heavy traffic from Wetumpka Highway over to Ware's Ferry. East Boulevard at I-85, a lot of traffic there. Taylor Road is heavy. We're seeing some congestion at 331 over to Norman Bridge. And I-65 and 85, very heavy through downtown this morning, but we've got no issues on the interstates. We have nothing happening at the merge other than speed limit traffic. So that's the way to do it on a Wednesday morning, no doubt about it. Keep it right here. We're going to keep you updated all morning long. Are you looking for a new career? Scholarships are available at Trenton State Community College in welding, certified nursing assistant, truck driving, medical technology, precision machining. Call Trenton State now. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending. When the tiger is on your side, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Okay, looks like Sean was the first one in.
Hey.
On our $10 food outlet pop quiz question. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning.
And the winning answer is?
U-Haul.
You are correct. U-Haul did the correct answer.
I need you to tell me that you would have had that answer even if I hadn't done that
little tease,
clever hint,
clever joke. Did you hear what
I
he
didn't
said?
Even. Oh. No, so, I didn't hear that at all. Hey, you know one other thing, guys? That Hillsborough disaster actually didn't take place in Liverpool. It took place in Hillsborough. The Reds were playing Nottingham Forest for a match, and the police of Hillsborough did a horrible job of keeping everyone safe there. And the Sun said some very nasty things about Liverpool fans, saying that they caused it. Saying that yes, and that's what happened, and that's why we don't. Really do anything with the Sun.
Okay, so it was about it. Liverpool fans, and it didn't happen in Liverpool. I got you.
That's correct. Right. That's correct.
Wow, good. We have the most knowledgeable audience.
We do. Well, Sean, I appreciate that. Thanks for, and hang on the line, will you? Because Jay is going to haul in your information.
And I'm going to grab this random call here. Good morning. Who's this?
It's the Master Thespian.
Well, let's give him a... Big Warhawk, welcome to you, sir. Man.
Howdy.
Hi.
I'm assuming you've already got an answer for
yes.
you.
Yes.
Good, because I was going to tell you about the whole limelight thing.
Okay. Yeah.
When theatrical lighting was first done, they used fire. They started out with candles, worked their way up to kerosene, worked their way up to gas lighting. Well, the whole calcium carbonate effect was discovered in 1820s.
Okay.
And first started using them in 1836. They put that block of quicklime, the calcium carbonate, and an intense gas flame, and put it inside a housing with a reflector behind it and a lens on front of it. And that was then used for the next, I don't know, 40-something years, because electrical lighting did not come into effect until 1880. The first theater that was lit with electric light was the Savoy Theater in London. So that's not a really good combination, because, you know, you got a flame that's 2,400 degrees.
Right.
And you've got all this cloth and wood and stuff. So a lot of the theaters in the 1800s, you see notations like, well, this theater was around for 20 years and then it burned.
Right.
They were using fire.
Well, sure.
It's crazy. But, they used it all over the world. I think Covent Garden in London in 1837 was the first theater that used limelight, and it was used all over the world. That's crazy.
Yeah, dangerous
Again,
times.
Our listeners with amazing insights. Master Thespian, we thank you.
Thanks.
Bye. Have a good one. Bye.
Bye. We didn't get a big Warhawk goodbye. It is 7:36.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Well, this morning we're starting off chilly. I mean, we're in the upper 20s at many locations in the area. We're going to be warming up nicely this afternoon and not as much wind. Yesterday afternoon was windy. Today, though, 64 for a high, so a great day. Mostly clear, chilly, 36 tonight. Tomorrow, upper 60s and dry, but clouds will be on the increase. Chance of a few scattered showers Friday with a northward moving warm front. Maybe a thunderstorm, but primarily showers, low 70s. And then, as you know, as we've been telling you for several days now, our focus continues to be a growing concern of a severe weather event on Saturday. You know, and it's a cut above the normal threat levels. It's a bigger deal. So that's why we're getting you ready for the possibility of damaging wind gusts over 70 miles per hour and some tornadoes as well on Saturday. Just about any time during the day, it could start even early and then be out of here by, let's say, early evening. Right now, this morning, we have 29 degrees and calm winds, clear skies, and Prattville at 28 right now at 7:38.
We have some interesting stuff coming up in animal stories, including escaped pigs, dangerous monkeys, and, if I have time, a manatee.
I finally got his number.
Oh, the U-Haul guy?
Here's the number if you want to call him.
Okay. All right.
Now, we can do a test call if you ever wanted to, because when I did a test call for Santa while you were out of town.
Yeah, we got NORAD.
We actually got a person.
We got a real
I thought
person.
It was a recording, but we totally got a live person.
I'm so sorry I missed that, because I was spying on you guys from time to time.
Yeah. Here's the guy, the U-Haul CEO. Here's his phone number, 602-390-6525.
Okay. Can you text him?
I don't know.
Rich, call him and give him a piece of my mind. And we have Captain John on the phone. Captain John, hello.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are y'all?
Good morning.
Right.
Great. Hey, I had something to say real quick about the flu. And, hey, Greg, I bought my dog a new sweater, a winter sweater. It's pink, and it's got little hearts all over it, like for Valentine's. Yeah. Thought you liked that. You know, I drive that big bus back and forth to Atlanta about four times a week. I just heard about that flu epidemic they're having, apparently.
I was right.
Yes. Everybody get their flu shot, because Captain John don't want the flu, and I carry a lot of people back and forth. So, man, that's close to home, isn't it? Georgia.
Yep.
Yeah, and they have the highest outbreak rate of any of the 57 states at this point.
And has everybody on your show got their flu shot yet?
I didn't get it this year, but last year I got a flu shot and still got the flu. So
that's right. You did, yeah. See, sometimes that happens because
different strains. They prepare for one strain.
Captain John, we appreciate the call.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
All right, take good care. Don't get the flu. It is 7:39. We have Fox Business. And then when we come back, today's edition of Animal Stories.
And this is the Fox Business Report.
Investor sentiment has turned around after Dow futures overnight pointed to a sell-off following Iran's attacks on bases in Iraq. Phil Flynn at Price Futures Group says oil prices stabilized as more information came in.
It was clear that Iran wanted to slap us in the face, but at the same time not escalate the situation. That's why we're seeing the price of oil really start to come back down.
Boeing shares are down nearly 2% after the crash of a Boeing jet in Iran. The plane was a 737-800, not a MAX jet. However, Iran says it will not give the black box from the airliner to Boeing. Iran already says the cause is engine failure. Boeing released a statement this morning saying it is in contact with the airline company, which is Ukraine Airlines, and stands by them in this difficult time. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Running out to win $5,000 a week forever from Publishers Clearinghouse. Enter now at PCH.com and you could win $5,000 a week for your life. Plus, after that, $5,000 a week for life for someone you choose. Don't miss your chance to win, because $5,000 a week forever is guaranteed to be awarded on February 28th. Enter at PCH.com before it's too late. That's PCH.com. Better hurry if you want the next big winner to be you. Enter at PCH.com now. Entries due 225. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
Network. I'm Andrew James. The Montgomery City Council voted last night to form a committee to study the implementation of a 1% occupational tax. City leaders say that money would help fund the Public Safety Department and other city projects. The committee will report its findings on February 4th. A Millbrook woman has been charged with 21 counts of theft. 45-year-old Jennifer Rawls is accused of entering a Millbrook business several times between last November and December and failing to scan items before walking out of the store. And Governor Kay Ivey has appointed former Alabama State University professor Dr. Tommy Stewart to the State Board of Education. Dr. Stewart has been appointed to the District 5 seat left vacant by the passing of Ella Bell. She died in November of last year. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Do you want to appear younger? Like being 50 years old, but looking like an infant?
Baby Yoda.
It's the first makeup line to make you green with pointy ears.
Baby Yoda.
While everyone less cute is green with envy.
The path to the dark side.
Because somehow an alien puppet is cuter than their actual children.
They got ugly babies.
Even Killjoys who hate Star Wars admit they like Baby Yoda.
Maybe he's born with it.
Maybe it's Mandalorian.
Are you sitting there daydreaming about the day you retire? The day they have the office party for you, and at quitting time, you pack up all your stuff and you leave work for one last time. Well, you better stop daydreaming because it'll be here before you know it. And if you haven't already called him, you better do it right now. I'm talking about David Ernest. David is an asset preservationist. That means he's a guy who helps you keep your money. That old 401k or that IRA that's just laying around, let David Ernest roll it into something for you that's going to start earning money and getting you set up for retirement. Call David Ernest today, 279-7431. That's 279-7431. He's been doing this for nearly 40 years, and he's the money man with the money plan. Let David Ernest put your money to work for you. Call him right now, 279-7431. Ernest Financial, LLC.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Simba. News Talk 93.1 FM at 7:44. Chilly outside. It's time for today's edition of Animal Stories. Newsmakers from the jungle. I'm going to skip the Wolfman today because I'm just not in the mood. You know, Florida.
Does he still get paid?
Yeah, he'll get the day off with pay.
Okay, gotcha.
Florida, you know, we hear all these phony climate alarmists with all the stuff they make up. But people are doing serious ecological damage in especially South Florida by introducing creatures that are not indigenous, that don't belong there. And now they're dealing with a feral monkey population. And these monkeys are infected with the herpes. I am not kidding. I lost the story. Where the hell did I put it? Here we go. Feral primates capable of spreading deadly herpes are plaguing Floridians and the state's wildlife. I am personally concerned, says Steve Johnson, associate professor of wildlife ecology at the University of Florida. The rhesus macaque population in Silver Spring State Park has grown to more than 1,000. And officials are really anxious about this. They're wreaking havoc on the environment, gorging themselves on quail eggs. And 50 species of plants are doing a lot of damage. You know, they're also known right now, there are businesses popping up all over South Florida devoted to one thing, catching iguanas. These enormous 5-foot lizards that idiots get when they're real tiny. Let's have a lizard in the house. Then it grows and you know, it costs a lot of money to feed it. Well, we'll do the right thing. We'll take it out into the Everglades and release it. And then they come back to the city.
Mm.
It's almost like they have homing devices.
Was there not a problem after Andrew with species like that?
It was a rumor that monkeys that were infected with AIDS as part of a laboratory test had been escaped. I don't know that that was ever proven or disproven, but nobody was ever infected by one of those. But yeah, that was a story.
Yeah.
All right, what do you do when you have a group of escaped pigs? A trio of pigs wandered into a supermarket in Russia, and they were caught on camera raiding the liquor aisle. The video taken at the Tiumen liquor store in Siberia. And if you're in Siberia, that's the place to buy your booze.
But the parking lot is always packed.
The pigs were just perusing the aisle and knocking over bottles of cognac, which they proceeded to lap up off the floor. Witnesses said the three pigs were found to have escaped from a nearby home. They were turned to the owner unharmed and very hungover. I was going to do a story about a manatee, but it doesn't qualify for animal stories because upon further review, it was somebody who found a chicken nugget from McDonald's that looked like a manatee.
Oh, one of those. Did like the chip lady, remember the chip lady?
Yeah. That was actually kind of funny, but she tried to sell this manatee-shaped nugget on eBay. No, Facebook Marketplace. I didn't even know what that. I never heard of that. She wanted $5,000 for a chicken nugget that just happened to look a little bit like a manatee.
Boy, oh boy. Dream big.
A lot of views, but nobody's offered any money at this point for her stuff. Let's talk about food.
Want to?
It's Wednesday. That means that the special. You guys like tuna?
I love tuna.
Yeah.
I'm a big
yeah.
tuna.
Breakfast?
Sure. I'm willing to experiment with it. Yeah. I mean, you know.
Yeah, sure.
I had meatloaf today for breakfast. I've had chili for breakfast.
Right. I mean,
why not tuna?
Steaks. I mean, a nice toasted Pepperidge Farm.
Pepperidge Farm, remember?
I have not against it at all.
Sourdough bread.
Yeah.
Lettuce, maybe a little tomato. I make a pretty good homemade tuna salad.
Tuna's good.
And
tuna salad sandwich?
Star-kissed chunk light tuna in oil or water. Must be very careful, though, if you use the oil, only because if it's one thing that even a dry cleaner cannot get out.
Oh.
And I ruined a great pair of pants with tuna oil.
I did not know that.
Yep. So maybe I'll do that for Friday. But I could also do Beanie Weenies. Oscar Mayer hot dogs, two 15-ounce packs for $3. That's an incredible price, $1.50 each. Little Debbie regular box snacks are $1.25. I know that's about half of what you pay in the chains. Keebler Club Crackers. Try and say that fast five times. Keebler Club Crackers. $2.67 for the box. And you know what? Tuna would taste great on a Keebler Club Cracker.
Sure would.
Sure.
Yeah.
It's cost plus 10 throughout the store at all three food outlet locations. Oh, and the mayo you use to make the tuna salad.
Sure.
The big jar of Kraft Real Mayonnaise, $2.98, and sirloin tip roast, $2.86 a pound. Cost plus 10, you save real dollars, even if you don't use coupons, at all three food outlet locations in Millbrook on Highway 14, Main Street west of 31 in the preferred community and food outlet on Coliseum Boulevard in Montgomery, and I'll see you there sending Bailey Grahams from the Chicken Tenders every Sunday morning around 7:30. Steve, good morning to you.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey.
I want to start this conversation by telling y'all I love y'all, big fans, but I've heard this Elvis stamp stuff enough that I got to say something now.
Okay.
First off, the two choices were the young Elvis and what we in the Elvis world refer to as the Aloha Elvis.
Okay.
It was a shot from the Aloha from Hawaii special in 1973.
Mm-hmm.
Elvis actually weighed less in that picture than in the young picture. He's about 180 pounds in the young picture.
Really?
He's 165 pounds in the 32-inch waist in the Aloha picture. He really got in shape for that.
You know, you're right in that. Because I watched the Elvis autopsy thing on Reels.
Right.
And that was, all the people that knew him talked about the extreme, because that was a worldwide broadcast.
Right. Right at half the planet watched that live when it went.
Including me.
Yeah. Well, actually, we in the U.S. did not see it live. We didn't see it until April. It was broadcast mainly to the Asian, Australian side of the world, live, 40 countries. Mm-hmm. And we had some added footage that they didn't see. Matter of fact, I've got the Japanese version of that, and they've got people talking, you know, like announcers during the concert, and all the commercials run in writing on the bottom of the screen during the performance, so there's no cutting away
from it. So you never had to break away from it.
Right, yeah, right. Okay. But it was not the chubby Elvis in that picture. He was in great, great shape. Now, it wasn't long after that that started changing.
Right, but he did let himself go.
That technically is a great picture of it.
We appreciate the correction, Steve.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks.
I don't know. If there would you rather have a older picture of me or a fat picture of me? I'm going to have to debate the semantics on that for a second. That Reels channel thing that I mentioned, all of his friends, all of his close associates became really concerned after that Hawaii concert. Because he went...
He started bloating out.
Just let it go.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. 7:52, right back.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Hey, this is Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. You know, sometimes you might have some jewelry that's just been sitting in the drawer, out of repair, something you're not going to ever wear again, but it's an asset and has value. Bring it over to Marguerite's and let us give you an opinion on what you possibly can do with it. Whether you remake it, trade it, or even sell it to us and walk away with a check, all those are options. So anything with gold, diamonds, and gemstones, platinum, come bring it to Marguerite's, let us show it to you, and we'll give you a free idea.
Hello, this is Yasmin Hosted with Beauty and Beyond. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcast for 10 years plus. If you would like to increase your business, use Blue Water Broadcasting radio stations. They get results.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
January is National Eye Care Month, so run around with a sharp, pointy stick. Give them something to do.
Yeah, but 2020 is the year of 2020 vision at Montgomery Eye Physicians and Montgomery Eye.
I like that. That's really good.
I made that up all by my big self, and I'll use that one all month. Yes, January is Eye Care Month, and their number is 271-3804. If you're interested in LASIK, you got two of the most experienced board-certified corneal specialists. They just did an amazing job for Cooter. With his vision issues, they're the best. They've been around for 75 years. You can't go wrong. To learn more about their expertise and their legacy practice, go to onlinemep.com. That's onlinemep.com for Montgomery Eye Physicians, Montgomery Eye LASIK, across from Chappie's on Vaughan Road, as we say good morning to Georgia from Alabama.
Hey, I had a funny story when I heard you say that about the pigs going into the store.
Oh, the liquor store, yeah.
Yeah, well, I guess I'll tell you. My daughter lives down there by on 40. They got that new Piggly Wiggly. Well, her dog got out and went to Piggly Wiggly, went into the store, back to the meat department. Now, I don't think he destroyed anything, but and they're like, "What is this dog doing in here?"
That's a smart dog.
Yeah. So they looked on his collar and found out the vet. They called the vet and found out that my daughter owned the dog and called her office and said, "Your dog is down here in Piggly Wiggly in the meat department." So she had somebody go get him, of course.
Wow.
I thought that was kind of funny.
It is funny.
That the dog But went right into
the dog didn't go to the vegan section.
It's not that smart, though. If it was a smart dog, it would have gone to food outlet and gotten cost plus
10%. Yes, but that's too far for that
dog. I understand.
To go.
No, I'm just glad they're reunited. Yeah. That's wonderful news. That's thank you, Georgia. Yeah.
Thank
appreciate
you.
The
thank
call.
You. Bye-bye.
All right, I think it's time we got back to Jay.
Oh, back to me.
Back. You hold that
see
one
how
in.
I threw you a clue there?
You did,
see,
yeah.
You know what I was expecting?
You hauled that out of somewhere, didn't you?
I've been pulling things out of places all morning long that I didn't know.
Well, if you're doing that and somehow, you know, tweak a nerve or something, go to Millbrook Family Chiropractic, and they can try and help you feel better. That's really all they want to do over at Millbrook Family Chiropractic. If you're you know, the opioid crisis, that sort of thing, still going on. Not anything that's seemingly ever going to go away for whatever reason. But they kind of want to get you off of that. If you're dependent on something like that, you don't have to be. And they want to help you find a better way to deal with your pain. It'll be cost effective, for one. You won't have to keep buying the pills. You won't have to keep taking the pills. You won't have to keep dealing with the side effects. While it might alleviate the pain, it also might bring about side effects. And they're going to help you with that at Millbrook Family Chiropractic. Dr. Jeff Passley and the entire crew there, fantastic people wanting to help you get better. If you want to know more about them, go to their website. Fantastic place. MillbrookChiropractor.com is their web address. MillbrookChiropractor.com. It's there that you can fill out new patient forms if you happen to be a new patient. You can make an appointment, and or you can put in your number. They'll call you back and talk with you about what's going on and about making an appointment as well. Their number is 285-8483, but again, all of that can be found at their website, their location, their hours, everything. MillbrookChiropractor.com for Millbrook Family Chiropractic.
We have what I think is an educational conundrum this morning.
Oh, okay.
That's smart.
But that's that's scheduled in the 8 to 9 o'clock hour, along with
Yes, it is.
Another group of Muffy.
Oh, yeah.
Amazing morning maroons. And today's edition of Stupid News. You will be so well informed by the time Joey and Jack hit the air at 9 o'clock.
I'm going to listen.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Good morning, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic with your latest update. We have an accident on the Northern Boulevard at Coliseum Boulevard. Use caution. Watch out for emergency workers and vehicles. Moderate to heavy traffic this morning on the Troy Highway at East South Boulevard, East Boulevard from Vaughn Road to I-85, Northeast Boulevard with Wetumpka Highway to Wears Ferry. Atlanta Highway has moderate to heavy traffic inbound to Madison and on into downtown. I-65 southbound, that usual morning slowdown at the Millbrook 143 on-ramp. 85 southbound, moving at the speed limit. No issues at the interchange. Keep it here. We're going to keep you updated. Your office location says it all. Synovus Center on Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville gives you the distinction your business deserves. Call David McClinton for more information, 270-9177. Another great McClinton & Company development.